Thank you for joining us for our broadcast today. My name is Ben Bailey.
Baptism saves us. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 21. Welcome to our study of objections to baptism answered. God could not have made it any clearer than He did in 1 Peter 3:21 when He said, baptism does now also save us. And yet, while the Bible is so clear on this subject, there are many people who want to throw up objections. Well, I know the Bible says that, but we are not going to believe that, or we don't think that's correct because. Today we're going to answer some more of those objections, and we begin with the objection in Acts 2, verse 38. Peter, as he first preached the gospel in Acts chapter 2, told men and women they needed to repent and be baptized for the remission of sins. Now, people often come to that verse, and especially those who claim to be learned people, they come to that verse and they say, well, the word for there can mean because of. Friend, there are very, very few instances where that could actually be true and make sense, but here's how I know it isn't. In Acts 2, verse 38, we can take that same Greek structure, see it in Matthew 26, 28, and ask some questions of it. Look at the words of Jesus in Matthew 26, 28. Jesus said, for this fruit of the vine, this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many. Watch this, same Greek structure as Acts 2, 38, for the remission of sins. Now, let's ask some questions. First of all, is this the same Greek syntax? And you can look at the Greek letters and the Greek words. It's identical as Acts 2, 38. Well, let's ask another question of Matthew 26, 28. Did Jesus shed His blood because of the remission of sins? No, there's no way that's the case there. Jesus' death and sacrifice and blood was in order that, for the purpose of remitting people's sins. Well, if it's exactly the same language as in Matthew 26, 28, there'd have to be some pretty strong evidence in Acts 2, 38 to say because of. And here's the thing. That evidence just doesn't exist. There is no reason whatsoever. There'd have to be real strong proof. And there is none in the context. The Bible teaching is plain. Jesus' blood was shed for the forgiveness of sins. To access that blood, according to Romans 6, 1 through 4, I must be baptized in water. Therefore, baptism is for the remission of sins. Well, what about another objection? Some people will say, well, I know the Bible teaches that to be saved, there are passages that teach that baptism is important. But you know, in Paul, when Paul did all that preaching about salvation, Paul never mentioned baptism in any of his sermons or any of his teachings. He didn't. What about Romans chapter 6, verses 1 through 4? Paul clearly taught that we are baptized, we're buried with Christ in baptism, whereunto we contact His death, and we rise out of the waters of baptism to walk in newness of life. Paul did clearly teach that baptism is the point at which we contact the blood of Jesus Christ. You can't get in Christ, you can't contact His soul-saving blood outside of being baptized. And not only did Paul preach that, Paul was taught that. Paul was clearly taught when he obeyed the gospel, he had to arise and be baptized and wash away his sins, calling on the name of the Lord. Well, another objection then that people often present is they will say, well, you know, Peter, you mentioned Peter in Acts chapter 2, but when Peter told people what to do also, he said in Acts 2:21, whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved, and thus all you've got to do to be saved is call on the name of the Lord. Well, there's no doubt Peter said that in Acts 2:21, but let's ask, what does it mean to call on the name of the Lord? Thank God that we have the divine commentary on that in Acts 22:16. Let's get the rest of the story. What was Saul told in Acts 22:16? Ananias came to him, and here's what he said. Why are you waiting? Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins. Watch this. Calling on the name of the Lord. How do you call on the name of the Lord? You get up and do what God says to be saved. What's that include? arising and being baptized and wash away your sins. We're sinking. Man is sinking in the muck and the mire of salvation or of sin. He's longing and looking for salvation. He needs someone to throw out the lifeline. He calls on God. God sets the prerequisites. God tells us what to do. And then, when we do that, we've called on God correctly. Friend, have you obeyed God's plan of salvation? Have you heard the Word of God? Romans 10, verse 17. Have you believed that Jesus is God's Son? John chapter 8, verse 24. Would you today repent of your sins and be baptized in water for the forgiveness of those sins? Acts chapter 2, verse 38. If you've been taught baptism is not essential, friend, we say boldly, but we say kindly to you, you're still lost in sin, and you need to obey the gospel and be baptized so that your sins can be washed away. We want you to know today that God loves you and that we love you. Won't you obey the gospel and be baptized before it's too late?